The fishing village of Etrat on the coast of Normandy was popular with painters throughout the 19th century. The dramatic opening in the cliff, called the Porte d'Aval, looks the same today as when Gustave Courbet painted it in 1869. A contemporary critic was impressed by this picture.
Cliffs at Etretat, with its simplicity of composition, its gray rocks topped with a velvety carpet of plants, its waves heaving to the farthest horizon, and above all, its truthful rendering, which banishes art from the picture and leaves only nature, is most striking, astonishing, moving, and must rouse admiration in every spectator.
Courbet chose to ignore the picturesque aspects of the site and its appeal to tourists. Instead, he reduced human presence to a few fishing boats on an empty beach. He makes no moral point and tells no story, painting just what he sees. The rough white sand, a few scattered rocks, the cliffs rising majestically from the sea. Close visual observation, he felt, was key to his art.
Painting is an art of sight and should therefore concern itself with things seen. It should therefore abandon both historical scenes and poetic subjects.
Courbet was a rebel in both art and politics, famously refusing to accept the coveted cross of the Legion of Honor from Emperor Napoleon III. He later joined the Commune, the socialist opposition to the government. After the bloody defeat of the Commune in 1871, Courbet fled to Switzerland, where he spent the remainder of his life in exile.